Хорошо, дорогие, мы
okay, my dear ones.
Приступим с вами к теме.
I'll start my sermon.
Перед тем, как я назову,
Before
скажу название
I
этой
will
темы,
tell you the name of the sermon, I'll tell you that each and every one of you that ever dreams about being somebody, being in mega ministry, I'm not talking about micro ministry,
where
you're under a microscope and three people support you, and three don't like you. And that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about when your life starts to influence the lives of people around you, and you don't even know their names. I'll tell you today, it's a unique moment for me. For me, it's a very important ceremony, the topic that I'm going to be speaking on today. I understand. For some of you, everything that is great in your life, maybe you won't get it, but once in a while, well, time comes in our life where you have to find out who you are. Did you name yourself? Are you anointed or under-anointed? Who are you? First of all, before people find out who you are, you have to know who you are. How will you do this? How will you achieve that? How? One lovely morning, you wake up, drink your coffee, and say, today I'm a preacher on mega global level. No.
Ты можешь говорить о себе, что хочешь.
You could say whatever you want about yourself.
Бог должен высказаться насчет тебя.
But God has to say.
Вы знаете, и перед тем, как к твоему имени будет пристегнуто помазание,
your name will be attached to an anointing or anointing attached to your name, and people by looking at you, they're not going to meet you, but God, something in your life has to happen. Amen. What is this that makes us from ordinary people supernatural people? What is this thing that from a regular word, it creates supernatural reaction and a result? And today, I want to explain to you how do you find out who I am. The sermon is called today, Buried Alive. Very interesting. Usually, I give them names so you pay attention. My dear ones, please tell me, is there anyone in this building that were ever buried alive? Raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Don't be shy. Weren't you ever buried alive? Didn't somebody wanted you to die or something evil or horror for you? People that put a cross upon you? Just raise your hands. I want to see you. Amen. There's more of you now. Great. I know that I'm speaking into the proper...
Сегодня я хочу поговорить с вами.
Proper people. Today I want to talk to you. What is it to go through these things?
Вы знаете, you know, когда мы посмотрим с вами
when we will look
на некоторые места
at certain scriptures in the Bible, one moment I'll say before we get into the sermon, I want to prepare you and tell you and remind you, before Joseph became who he became, his father and mother and brothers, they basically buried him. Father played the funeral song. They all buried him and forgot about him. They went to his grave where he wasn't in there, and they forgot about him eventually. They buried him as personality. They buried him while he was still alive. You are being buried not just for no reason. To be buried alive, to do that, you need to have something inside of you. For no reason, nobody's just going to bury you. Nobody's going to touch you. Why would they bury you? Please tell me. Why did Joseph, why did they try to get rid of Joseph? Why did they bury him alive? He had a dream. He saw this dream and he told it to everyone. Some people say this was a young man that had pride issues. No, I'll tell you, he was a young man that had no experience and he was open with everyone and he saw. Can you just imagine God gave you something? Of course you're going to speak about it and tell it to other people. And his dream got stuck in somebody's throat. Amen, church? Is your dream stuck in somebody's throat? My dream did, and quite a lot of people have it stuck in their throat right now. I'm dreaming about something that people don't want it to happen. You hear me? Different reasons, different... things. We are dreaming about raising the army of Christ on this earth. Not the church. Church is this little thing. Not church, not ministries and services and other things and messianic trips. No, army of Christ. Army of Christ. It doesn't have denominations, names, or some sort of category. Army that is in the fire of the Holy Spirit and with no compromise carries the word of God into this world. Oh, and here, unique things start to happen. Events when nobody knows you, they can clap for you. Because your dream does not start to move them off their position. But when your dream that was given to you by God, it moves people. And you don't even realize from other places around the world, you get letters that virtually you destroyed somebody's church, even though you never speak about leaving the church, you never call anybody's name or any other churches, never in life, never name a denomination or anybody's name. Why? Your dream is to see God, and it made them to see God, and once they started seeking God, they understood that they're in the wrong place. Amen. It's quite simple. And over here, this is where problems start. Because your dream, Joseph, let's take him, for instance, his dream. Joseph, wonderful young man, loved by his father, he gave him a nice pair of jeans, leather jacket.
CBR Honda motorcycle.
He gave him a Honda motorcycle, and when his brothers saw that, they were like, what? Dad likes him. Look at what he gave him. Look at this. Okay, fine. The father loves him. Okay, we can accept him. No problem. But this thing over here started seeing dreams. Not only is he seeing dreams, he started seeing dreams where we are bowing down to him. Do you understand this? Your dream starts to move somebody off their position. Your dream dictates them what they're going to do, and they don't want to do that. You understand? You know, being buried doesn't happen for no reason. You're going to get buried for very serious reasons. Simply like that, nobody's going to do that. Who needs you? If you're not doing anything, you're not dreaming about anything, not going anywhere, and your dream is not a danger to anybody. But when your dream starts to be dangerous to someone who's around you, and they start to see, everything starts to move around because they don't want to see themselves in your dream. But for some reason, you saw them there in a strange role, too. And they say, no. We are the awesome brothers here. We're going to bow down to you. You're a sissy. You're no one. So what if you have a motorcycle and a leather jacket that was given to you by father? So what if father loves you? We'll tell you what's going to happen to you. And we remember, Joseph, not knowing anything, came to visit his brothers on the field, how they're doing. Brothers, like always, they were doing what they weren't supposed to be doing, and they did not want for Joseph to see what they were doing. And tell their father what they were doing. But it says in the Bible, you knock and they shall answer. Basically, that's what Joseph was doing, knocking, and they answered. And we understand that over here, that's where they saw. There's this dreamer. They didn't call him Joseph. They called him, here's this dreamer. He's coming. Here's this dreamer. He's coming. He sees us constantly in the position where we shouldn't be in. Everybody's bowing.
Then
the stars and the sun and the moon were bowing down in other dreams. Yeah, the stars. And they said, okay, we'll show you stars right now. And you remember how the story goes. How he started with this... With stars. He had a dream. Next thing he knows, he's in this deep pit, and he doesn't get it. Where did his dream get him? The dream was from God. God gives the dream. How can God, your dream
Amen.
Put me in this hole. Amen. Exactly, into that particular hole. That hole is there. It's there. It's been put by God for you. I tell you, you want to know who you are? Some of us are full of this nonsense, and they think that they have received a prophecy, and now he's this pink fuzzy, he's jumping, and he's in ministry. No, 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 that's a lie. Did you have a hole that you were in? No, if it wasn't there, it will be. What a strange way of preaching. I'm not talking to the crowd that isn't going anywhere. I'm talking to those that have a global dream. A dream to change nations. A dream not just to sit there and just play with your thumbs. No, Joseph had that dream. How is that? Everyone. No, Joseph didn't exactly say everything he had in his dream. Not only 11 brothers and mother and father were bowing down. Pharaoh would bow down, and the whole city would bow down. This is speaking small, the whole country. They would all bow down to Joseph. He'd be number one in the kingdom. What kind of dream is that? You're probably prideful. No. Whatever I was given, that's what I have. Amen. The important thing is just don't get carried away with dreams. Because if it's a dream from you, quite soon you'll just give up and you'll do anything possible to get out of the situation that you're in right now, not by going through your lesson and your tests. And that is why here is this pit. And we don't understand what happens in life of an anointed person. And he had a dream, and the dream was moving him, and right here. And I was thinking, this is my place where I will actually become someone. Apparently, what you were thinking is absolutely different things. You were thinking this is your church, this is your pastor, this is your spiritual family, and this is your life. Apparently, you will be in between different people, not of your kind. And apparently, to raise you, you need to be taken out of your comfort zone, which is called mother, father, me, and this is my family.
Бог, и God. Он думал, вот это я буду в почете. А Бог даже не показывал.
And Joseph was thinking, maybe I'll be honored. And God didn't show him the full picture. You thought what you saw is your dream. God has 100 times more. But first of all, you have to get to this position before he can reveal the other one. So who are we?
Иосиф, я уверен,
Joseph,
вы
I'm
знаете,
sure, you know,
to receive
that kind of position, you need to go through certain things. He's this young man, he's seen cartoons in his dreams, he can't just be ruler of the whole country. He needs to go through something. Oh, Lord, I don't know, I'm just going through such tough times right now. I'm not talking about your hardships. Oh, I got these deathly pains, I'm going through hell. What happened to you? I didn't get a check from welfare.
Я не могу, у меня такое разбитое настроение.
My mood is so screwed up. What happened?
Пробил колесо по
фреймам. I punctured a tire on the freeway and I didn't have a spare tire.
Я целый час.
And the whole hour.
Звонила мужу.
I was calling my husband, and he didn't pick up.
Проблема.
That's a problem.
То, что ты считаешь черной полосой,
what you consider a black line, those are your happy days. I wish to have all my four tires punctured, but to have what God showed me. Whatever you think is a problem, you will consider it happiness and forget about it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My tire is punctured. Okay, I'm not going to go there. Now I have an excuse not to go. You understand what I'm saying, church? People think, oh, I want to be somebody. I like it where you are. I don't like where I am. I just want to take a rest. You have a chance to rest. I don't have that chance. Imagine, you could just take a month or 2 months off and just drop everything and go on vacation. I what about me? You have to sit and teach the people of God. And don't whine.
И вот мы с вами подходим к такому маленькому.
So we get to this small
развитию пику истории Иосифа, и мы с вами понимаем, что что-то в жизни
story that
происходит
happens
то,
with
что
Joseph,
не должно происходить.
And he understands certain things are happening that shouldn't be happening with normal Christians.
Как же ты такой благословенный?
How is it that you're so blessed, always preaching and prophesying, and now you're in this pit?
Как такое может быть?
How can this happen?
А вот так такое может быть?
Easy.
Ты же хочешь узнать, кто ты?
You want to find out who you are.
Яма.
Oh, so the pit. You know, sometimes the pit will speak to you, and it will tell you who you are. Nobody will tell you who you are, except your pit. Your pit will have a very long and intimate relationship with you. And she, that pit will tell you if your motive is from God, or you just imagine certain things, or you listen to some cool pastor and you just got motivated and you want the same thing. Did God give you that? No, run away from it, because as soon as you get into a pit, you will answer for your dream. And this pit,
our
burial ground, it talks to us. Why? Why do I have to be in this pit? Because in the pit, you start to wail and cry like you've never done it before. And that particular cry is the most truthful prayer. Oh, yes, church.
Знаете,
do you know that everything that we do here on Sundays, I mean, it's called pleasant prayer to God. It's not original prayer. This is your prayer for church, for praying for food. About mushrooms, I don't know who cooked them. They could be poisonous. But when you... motives of your heart are getting checked, and they're checked when you get into the pit. And the exit route from the pit is not there. God is going to show me a way out. No, what if he doesn't show you a way out? They were eating and gossiping, and he was sitting in the pit. And he did not know. Are they going to pull him out and kill him? And then one brother finally, you know, agreed to sell him. And so they made up this story. Joseph was eaten by wild animals. This is his robe. This is his helmet from motorcycle. Yes, it is. And then we found it. That means he's dead. So the motorcycle was stolen. The jacket was ripped. And the son has been eaten alive. So your dream gets a very strange reaction from those people that your dream gets to them, you know, and they get this weird reaction. How would they get rid of your dream? To get rid of you. Kill you. You cannot stop the dream. He continues to see dreams. Yesterday one dream, today is another dream, and there's only one way out of this situation is to kill him. Okay, Joseph, we understand he went through all these things. He got out and he became who he was supposed to be. Let's take Daniel, the lion's den. A very unique place. Again, it's a pit, but it's a more serious kind of pit. They had the hungry kitties in there. And right in the pit, you could just sit and get, you know, complain, pray, but... And as far as lion's den goes, you'll be flying, and you'll be the most spiritual being on the planet Earth. How do you check? Because before the pit, nobody knew who Daniel was. Amen, church? Nobody knew. Nobody really cared. There's slaves, Daniel, Сидрахим, Сагана, Бнаго. They were taken into slavery. They've seen their smart men. They told them to eat certain foods, and they disagreed and said, let's eat just fruits and vegetables. And we understand. We understand that something was wrong with those people, but we don't know them. Not the three guys that got into the fiery furnace. We just know the part where they did not bow down, and then we start to love these people. Amen. Daniel wasn't known that much until a king didn't get this desire to put Daniel second after himself. And when Daniel, everyone around found out, can you just imagine the horror all around? It's just witchcraft. You know who was around the king. Usually just witchcraft and occult practices. If you just go through history, you'll see what they did. And what happens? This thing happens. If this guy that prays to his God, he will take the position a second after the king. Imagine all the demons, how were they continue living in that land? It wasn't people that got crazy. It's the spiritual world. It went crazy because right next to the king, but in a strange way, you know, he loved Daniel.
И он уже его,
and
написано,
he already, he was planning on putting Daniel second after himself all over the whole country.
И здесь начинают
and here,
тебя закапывать.
They start to
сначала
bury you.
First,
they come up with a trick where
и
you get caught,
фокус,
and then your this trick gets you in trouble.
Штука,
and this thing happens,
что все
everyone
похоронили Даниила.
Buried Daniel, все. Everyone,
включая царя,
including
который
the king that was crying and loved him and understood that he is in trouble once he signed that paper, that new law. And we understand why God does this. First of all, listen to me very carefully. You have to find out who you are. It is the most important thing, not just what people say about you. Listen to me very carefully. The most important thing is for me, as a minister of the Word of God, and what's important is to know who I am.
If
you cannot answer on that question, you will never move anywhere because you don't know who you are. People that are around you, how are they going to know who you are? Well, I'm a minister of Christ. Okay, we all are. And who are you? Without speaking or talking about yourself, people will see who you are. They will feel your spirit and they will tell you who you are. Those that know themselves, they can pass it on. The important thing is in your ministry that God puts you in or leads you in just to know yourself. And the pit or the lines, then they will tell you about it. How many times I've seen people that sell their dreams for these, you know, for pennies. Remember Исау? You remember? Remember him? Very unique personality. He got a stomachache. He was hungry. Well, he couldn't have just eaten some grass with mushrooms. He wanted soup. His brother was smart, and remember the story, you know. Serious guy. He's seen a lot of things, too. He loved his mom. His mom liked him, too, loved him.
Сделка сделана очень интересная.
There was a very unique transaction
between the brothers. И мы понимаем с вами, что произошло в жизни этого человека.
And we understand what happened in the life of that person.
Как?
How?
За боль в желудочке можно продать самое ценное?
How can you sell the most precious thing
дорогие
in your life?
Яма,
my dear ones, your pit or your lines then or your need will
знаете,
show you who you are. You know why God
возлюбил,
loved while they
потому
were still in the mother's womb. They loved one and he just didn't like the other
знал,
one as far as brothers go. He already knew that this
якобы,
firstborn is somewhat
матери,
once he will leave the womb when the time will come and defend his position and not break down in the need. He knew that he will sell the most important thing in the life of a Jewish man. That is the firstborn, the blessing of the father, the inheritance for some sort of bowl of soup.
Что мне с этого первородства?
What do I need this? You know,
ты хочешь знать, кто ты?
Firstborn, what is this for? You want to know who you are? Your stomach needs to hurt first of all.
Ты хочешь знать, кто ты?
You want to find out who you are? Have you been in the pit?
Ты в львина рви общался, что львы тебя
then?
Уважать?
Did you talk to the lions? And
львы говорят,
did you get the respect of lions?
Едим.
And the lions said, we don't need this kind of stuff.
Потому что он
because
от Бога пришел,
he is from God and he has something upon him. We don't touch this.
Я уверен, что у Бога, я уже
sure
говорил,
that,
был заключен договор с
I already told you this before, that Alliance had this agreement with God. He said, if you don't touch this guy, I will give you such an awesome party tomorrow. You'll be eating for a whole month. And the Alliance said, okay, Jesus, we will be obedient. And they were sitting there, apparently. Of course, they were slobbering because they really wanted to eat, but they held their word, and God held his word. Amen, church? And we remember how lions were enjoying. It is written that the people were falling in the pit and it didn't even hit the bottom of the pit and the lions would catch him up and tear him apart and the lions understood they have to be obedient to God. And we understand that by going, can you just imagine how Daniel felt when he was being lifted out of the lion's den? Can you just imagine how the king was looking at him and the whole crowd was looking at him?
Вы можете, можете ли вы мне сказать, узнал ли себя в тот момент Даниил, кто он?
Daniel find out who he was right at that moment? Oh yes, he did.
Еще три парня. Библия
помогает. Another three guys. The Bible is full of these things. You will never go into your real ministry until you go through your pit, through your lion's den, and through the furnace of fire. Another crowd of guys. Three men. They loved God.
Мы с вами много можем лозунгов кидать.
We could throw words around.
Но когда мы пройдем через нашу печечку,
but when we will go through our fiery furnace,
вот там ты, во-первых, узнаешь, кто ты.
This is where you will find out who you are.
Во-вторых, в печке люди знакомятся с теми, кого не знали раньше.
In the fiery pit, they met people that they never met before.
Зашло три.
Three people came in.
А гуляло четыре.
But inside the fiery furnace there was four.
И мы понимаем, где я встречаюсь с моим Богом.
Where I meet my real God.
Ты хочешь знать Бога?
You want to know
а
God?
Бог в печи с тобой встретится.
God is, he's going to meet you in the furnace.
Вы меня вообще понимаете?
You understand me, or is this sermon a little, a little hard?
Печь. Когда тебя хоронят.
A furnace.
И все эти случаи
when you're getting buried, and all these things, there were
которые
these people
мечтали
that had a dream
и похоронить. О всех, о которых я говорю.
To destroy everyone.
Все мечтали. Вы знаете, я никогда не мог подумать. Никогда.
I never thought
что будут люди, которые будут считать каждую мою ошибку.
That will count
будут
every single
мечтать
I do.
О моей смерти.
They will dream about my death.
Будут наслаждаться. They
will enjoy
когда какие-то
when
проблемы.
There is some sort of problem.
Никогда не мог даже подумать.
I could have, I а never thought, but that's reality. And then you, find out who were these people that were around you.
Расскажу маленькую историю.
I'll tell you one little story.
Я уверен, что
I'm sure
некоторые себя в ней найдут.
Some of you will find yourself in it.
Дай Бог, чтобы нет.
I hope not.
По Discovery я,
on Discovery Channel,
знаете, смотрел
I was watching a documentary on Africa,
и я увидел, как от
and
стада
I saw
слонов
how from a pack of elephants, the
самое интересное, что
the lions,
показывают озеро,
separated one of the baby elephants. They show this picture. There's a small
приходят
lake. There's
слоны.
Nothing there. The elephants come to drink the water.
Сразу здесь же
right
появляется
away,
стая львов.
Pride of lions львица, show up. I would львица, say those are female львица. Lions. The adult male lions. They don't hunt. They know what to do.
Шутка.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Somebody gonna say, "Whoa, this is new teaching." No. That's how gossip starts.
And сразу появилась стая львов. Те, которые
right away, there's a pride of lions. They want to destroy that
baby
elephant. And the interesting thing is, the four lionesses came up and start pulling the elephant one by the trunk, by the tail, by the leg, and they try to rip him apart. Alive. The interesting thing is,
отвели,
once they zoomed out with the camera right away, you could see a pack of hyenas, and they're in line, they're just sitting there and waiting. We wonder what's going to be left over from the elephant, because you're not going to eat him all, he's big. We wonder what's going to be left over for us. And they zoom out even more, a better picture. Vultures show up, and they just sit on trees, and they're in the line after hyenas. To eat whatever's left over. Do you know that I explained to you right now a picture of certain churches? Some sit in line to destroy you and to bury you and to rip you apart. And there are those vultures that eat the dirt and the gossip and they believe lies way faster than the truth. You will tell them the truth, show him a video and facts, and they're going to say, no, that's a lie. No, they're vultures. They eat everything that is dead, everything that is just decaying. They don't eat anything fresh. Does anybody understand me or am I speaking to myself here? I'm sorry. If I'm truthful, that's how life is. And we understand. Let's read one scripture.
And look,
example with Paul here. How many times have I seen people that they want to be like Paul? I'm shocked.
Они даже своих детей Пашами называют.
They even call their
Паша
kids
старший,
Paul.
Паша младший,
Paul,
Паша
senior, Paul, junior, Paul, middle, Paul, the second.
И ты понимаешь, там одни
and
Паши.
You understand that there's just a whole bunch of Pauls. Everybody's an apostle. And you're just shocked.
Я вам сейчас прочитаю одну уникальную историю жизни апостола
read
Павла.
Read on to you about a story about Apostle Paul. And you just make a decision. Do you want to be Paul or you just...
We
just pass this thought by. Book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 3 through 6.
Деяния 28.
Acts 28. 3. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on fire, a viper came out because of the heat fastened on his hand. And when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they began saying to one another, undoubtedly this man is a murderer, and though he has been saved from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live. However, he shook the creature off into the fire and suffered no harm. But they were expecting that he was about to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. People are sitting there and saying, wow, when is he going to swell up? Amen? He's not swelling up. When is he just going to drop dead? When is he just going to just die? No. He's alive and he's moving. And they were waiting for a long time. And then they changed their mind. Let's read on. But they were expecting that he was about to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had waited a long time and had seen nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and began to say that he was a god. People are unique creatures. They're unique. Humans. First of all, okay, we have just a dead man walking in between us. Let's pray, brothers. A farewell prayer, and we will sing the funeral songs, and we blessed him on his new way, and he's not dying. What are we to do, brothers? Apparently, he is a god. And you know, and we have this strange life. We come from one side to the other, right and left, right and left. But I tell you seriously, God proved to Paul, number one, death cannot take you. Until you fulfill what you were born to fulfill. When I found out that those that have a call from God cannot die until they accomplish what they were sent out to accomplish. If you want to know what is the coolest insurance in the world, it is to be in the call of God. Amen. Oh, church. Nothing can take you out of fire. The lions don't eat you, no matter how appetizing you are. The snake could not, you know, get rid of Paul. The lion's den, the pit, the jails, the prisons, even the natives, you know, they stoned Paul basically to death. They pulled him out the gates of the city. They sang a song and they just left him there. And Paul apparently left his body and said, finally, I will go home. And God said, no, go back. You're not finished. He didn't say it all. So he has to go back in his body, in his dead body, get up and continue on his way back into the city and preach some more. And we understand how these people, how can they have this insurance that death fears them? You know that death is a spirit. You know it is written in the Bible that they shall seek death and they couldn't find it. You know what it is? It means a person will commit suicide and fall from the third story. He'll break all his bones, but he won't die. Or taking pills and try to poison himself, all he will do is have diarrhea, but there won't be no death. It's the truth. It's truth. That's what happens. We understand.
Death
cannot take the anointed people that fulfill the will of God. You want to know what is it to stand in between the fire, amidst the fire, have the dream of God. Go to God, and I guarantee you, if you don't have the dream, God will give you that dream. Dream is the engine of your life. If you have no dream and you have no call, that means you don't have an engine. You're just existing. Why is it that in a senior housing, senior house, they made this trick? Two buildings. In one building, they give them cats, dogs, fishes, parrots, birds, whatever the elderly wanted. The other house, they didn't have any kind of pet. And the statistic was the same. Everybody had the same kinds of disease, same kind of age.
And
those that had pets, they lived 5 to 8 years more, longer, because they had a reason to live, to feed their pets.
Потому что бабуля знала, что
because
если
their grandma knew that if she will die right now, her parrot without food is going to die.
Мысль,
and this thought, this simple thought about feeding that animal gave her energy to raise up and conquer death and live 8 years longer.
Что же может сделать мечта от Бога, скажи мне?
Can the dream from God do?
Что же может сделать то, что я не могу поститься? Нет мечты.
I cannot fast. No, no, no. You have no dream. You can't drop fast. Sin.
Ради мечты.
You don't have a dream.
Спортсмены бросают курить, им не надо ни
patches. Им не надо никакие they don't need patches or hypnosis. Sciences where they will tell you that smoking is bad. I know it's bad.
Бросают наркотики, бросают
they drop drugs, alcohol, everything
мечта,
because they have a dream to be a champion. And we're sitting here, oh Lord, 18 years, I'm still smoking. Another 18 years you will continue doing that until you get a dream and a call from God. A dream is something that will clean you out because of the salvation of your nation. You will drop it all. I've seen such testimonies from people that without God they have received healing, conquered death, paralysis, and cancer. And there was this writer, he was given a couple days to live in, and he said, I will live. And he said, no, 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 I will live because I'm not finished with writing my book. And once he was finished writing that book, he died. You know, simple things keep people alive. I ask you a question, what keeps you alive? You know why you buy insurance and you fear, oh, somebody's shooting. Oh, I almost burned myself. Oh, they're getting slapped in the face over there. I'm not going there. Because you don't have a call. You fear things. I'm not talking about you not getting insurance. It's a good thing, like, for instance, car insurance and so on and so forth. You started collecting your retirement fund. That's great. I mean, everybody does that. Is this all? This is your dream? To collect money for your retirement? Just go right now. Go. Retire. On island, they were all waiting, wondering what's going to happen with this guy. And we understand why does God do this. First of all, he shows you who you are, and then he shows everyone who is with you. Oh, church.
Знаете, почему you know, хоронят тебя, меня,
you, me, and a lot of us,
потому что
like
после
us,
того, что
get buried alive. Because what we go through, nobody survives. They don't stay alive. Not because they're bad or they're evil. No, they just can't survive the lion's den. They can't survive the fiery furnace that was hotter by 7 times. It's not possible. Those that were throwing us into that furnace, they died.
Those that
told you, you're not going to make it, you're just going to die, they died.
And you ask, listen, how in the furnace?
And they're asking, how's it in the furnace? No, it's good. It's not cold. It's awesome. And I met Jesus there. It is written that the fourth one was like the Son of Man, Son of God. It's where you will have the biggest revelation in the furnace. Where you will have the glory of God that you've never had before. Where you're going to see God face to face in the most hardest time in your life. Of church. We're trained to run away from things like that. We're trained to do whatever possible not to mess around with lions. By doing that, we don't get our call by compromising with people and things. You destroy that what God wants you to be. From a regular, natural guy, he wants to do a supernatural, create a supernatural personality that even after your death, people will receive revelations from your life. You read these, the books of these great people like Smith Wigglesworth and Catherine Kuhlman, and you get these lessons that you don't even receive from the live pastors that are alive right now. And those people died a long time ago, and they speak, you know, from their grave till now. And please tell me, who are you? I know who I am. Because I've had it all, and I was wondering, Sveta, look, I'm still alive. I didn't die. How is that? He died.
Они сами смотрят на тебя, что ты не
сдох. And they're looking at you, why aren't you dead? I don't know.
Мы же вместе начинали, ну да.
We did it together, didn't we?
Вместе.
But we didn't die together.
Ты что-то не умираешь.
You're not dying.
Их просто жаба задавила.
No, хочется, чтобы they just got jealousy issues. They just want you to die.
Смотришь все эти дрязги, передрязги.
And you're looking at these
там,
things.
На каких-то фразах, на каких-то
People
манерах.
Just
Простите,
get
сам,
upset with certain phrases and certain moves.
Есть.
I'm sorry, but
Люди
that's how I am.
Угодно.
People
меня,
get
знаете,
upset with different things. You know what gets to me the most?
Любой политик может
any kind of politician
канал,
can be on any
Обама
sort of
кажет.
Channel and say that Obama's not good for
us.
Everybody will hear it. He can do whatever
сказать,
he wants to say, whatever he wants to say.
A
regular
Почему
politician,
сказать,
why
думаю,
cannot, why can't I Amen. Say what I think about our
Я
church today? I don't get it.
Чего? А мне хочется сказать.
I want to say it.
Потому что я что-то нашел там
Because
не в порядке.
I found something Amen. That is wrong.
И мы с вами двигаемся дальше.
And we're moving further.
Когда ты продвигаешься вообще в корень всех проблем,
when you get
там
into the root of all problems,
зависть.
What's there is just average jealousy. How can David have tens of thousands?
А мне только тысяч.
And for me it's only thousands.
Как это его больше смотрят и его так слушают?
They
Надо его задушить
look
как-то.
At, they watch him more and they listen to him more. We need
Им
to
плевать,
choke
чем ты говоришь.
They really don't
Им
care what
убрать.
You say. They need to get rid of you.
Чтобы ты не мозолил глаза.
So you won't just irritate him.
А мы мозолим.
Oh, we irritate.
Amen.
Amen.
Кто-то чувствовал, кто-то сказал такую одну интересную фразу. Ты чувствуешь себя
Someone
самым
once
живым,
said this interesting
когда
phrase.
Ты на
крайне
смерти.
You feel the most alive when you're on the brink of death.
Вы понимаете, о чем?
You understand what Наверное, I'm saying here?
Объясняю
Maybe you're
not. Моим переводом.
I'm explaining
Ты
it
сейчас
to
сидишь
you
в полудреме.
With my interpretation. Right now
Ты
you're
бы, знаете,
half
такой...
asleep. You had a breakfast, and now you just need a couch and a remote control, and you just go to sleep.
Ты просто нормальный человек.
You're just
ты
a normal person. You're relaxing. Everything's great.
Ты уже делаешь планы, что ты сейчас будешь делать?
You're just right now doing plans. What you're gonna do afterwards? And
здесь ты такой на расслабоне, такой, знаете, в полудреме.
In all this relaxed atmosphere, I jump onto you and start choking you. Just imagine that. What? Tell me, are you gonna come back alive?
Ты так оживешь, как не жил никогда.
You'll wake up. You'll come alive like you never were alive. Somebody wanted to get the spirit of life out of you. You'll be the most alive person. Yell, scream, fight back.
У тебя энергия будет такая, которой не было в жизни никогда.
Energy like you never had before.
Я даже не знал, какая моя жена сильная, когда ее раз не пощекотал. Она меня подняла.
I never knew how strong my wife was until I tickled her one time and she was able to lift me off the ground. I started to fear her afterwards. And she tells me, I don't have this strength. It just comes to me when, you know. It just comes to me when I need it most. And I know where Superman is. I know what to push for that quality to come out. Some people fear tickling so much. Certain things happen. I don't fear tickling.
А у нее это так. И вы знаете, и просто я в шоке был.
You know,
насколько,
I was
откуда,
shocked.
Я сижу, думаю, Света,
Where did the strength come from? She said, I don't know.
И вот, дорогие мои, на грани смерти.
My dear ones, at the, you know, brink of death, that's where you're most alive.
Знаете,
Just don't worry. You know why I'm so alive?
Потому что постоянно хотят дух жизни выпустить.
Because people constantly want to get the spirit of life out of me.
Жить?
And you want to live.
Говорят,
they
больше.
Say, don't say it, and you say it twice as loud.
Вот, так же состоит.
That's how life is, and that's how we live.
Знаете,
you know?
Знаете, почему это все Бог делает?
You know what God
почему
does this?
Why he отсиделся в яме, отсиделся в тюрьме,
allow things like this to happen? You could be, for instance, in jail, in the furnace, in the lion's den, in some sort of pit.
Знаете, почему Бог это
You know why God allows
долго?
This and why
Бог
does it take such a long time? God is waiting for everyone to say what they think about you.
Он ждет,
He's waiting until everyone has their say about you. Till everybody bids against
ребята,
you or
львы,
for
Данил,
you.
Львы,
Are we going
львы,
with the lions
Данил,
or Daniel? Daniel or lions?
Oh,
we're putting on lions and
Кто
lions. Who's putting
Никто
on Daniel?
Нанялся.
Nobody?
Хорошо,
okay,
ставки,
everybody,
Спускаем,
you know, got their
bro.
Bids? Okay. We're putting him in the den now.
Все должны высказаться насчет тебя.
Everybody has
все
to
должны
say,
или сказать, what they что think там about есть, you. Или все скажут, все,
everybody says,
последний
oh, he has
псалом
something,
поем.
Or they say, no, 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 that's it, he's finished, we're singing the last song for him. And they're dropping him into the lion den.
И пока все не высказаться, срывать тебе, не видать выхода.
Until everybody's знаете, finished talking, you do not
сделал,
get out from the lion's den.
Вообще,
you know why
Амана?
God made Аман. Remember Esther?
Почему это все это? Почему oh. был назначен дата смерти?
Why was this,
надо было, чтобы все высказались.
You know, everybody needed a chance
все высказались,
to speak. Everybody
чтобы
Есфирь
знала, кого вешать.
So Esther would know who to hang later. Hello.
Ну как я узнаю врага?
How would I
когда все
find
сделают
out
ставки?
Who is the
о,
enemy?
Евреи, мы вас задушим.
And they said, oh, you Jewish people, we'll, Hebrew people, we're going to get rid of all of you. And so she took his address, his name, email, everybody was penciled in.
You finished,
I'll record you, so you make up excuses. Amen? Okay. Okay, what is your name? Okay, we got it. We got your bid.
И потом они пришли с весточкой. Amen.
And then they came with this news.
И написано, все враги были уничтожены.
And
it
was said that all the enemies were destroyed in that day, in that month, in that year, that Aman was planning to kill all the Hebrew people.
Тот, кто тебя хотел убить,
basically, what that means,
на твоей виселице, которая для тебя
предназначена, the one that wanted to kill you, he got hung upon that noose that he put there for you. You know, and that was news to everyone how not to deal with the children of God. And everyone understood that you did not need to show off in that kingdom. And all of a sudden, everybody decided to become a Hebrew.
Ну я просто по-своему говорю, это же правда.
I interpret everything in my own way. And it was written. What's your name, Abraham?
А тебя Мойша?
And what's your name, Мойша? You don't look like one, but yeah, I am.
Евреев надо любить.
You have to love the Jewish people. You have to bless them. Don't even try to say anything against them. These people are so blessed. If you do anything against them, you're just going to mess up. You say you're blessed and God give you business and all your cars are blessed and your family and your children. These are the Jesus was from those people and I love Jesus. So we're going further.
Псалтырь 22. Знаете, мы с вами это 22-й псалом.
Psalms 23. Everybody loves it. Everybody just love reading it. It's one of the most loved psalms.
Что у Давида была такая одна интересная фраза.
David had this one interesting phrase.
Ты накрыл трапезу в виду врагов моих.
You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil.
Что это значит?
In the midst of them. What does that mean? It means
они будут смотреть на твой успех и ничего не смогут сделать.
Amen, church?
Почему?
Why,
ты
church?
Прошел через что?
Because you went through something. Let's read. I'm running out of time. I'm almost finished.
22-й псалом.
Psalm 23.
Господь,
the Lord is my shepherd.
Первое.
First.
Он твой пастырь.
Is he your pastor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Идем дальше.
Let's continue.
Я ни в чем не буду нуждаться. Он покоит меня
he
на
makes me
пашечках.
Lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Вот
this
страховка.
Is the first insurance guarantee here. You wouldn't even be able to move anywhere. He will guide you back onto the path. He won't let you get off the path.
Своего.
Not because of your name, but because of his name. Because upon you is his call. He will protect you. He will guide you and he'll let you know and he'll prune you and discipline you and clean you. Again, but he will keep you on the right path because of his name's sake. And again, I want his dream and his call because I become invincible for people and for the spiritual world. And in that time when masses can hate you, you comfortably sleeping because you have this protection of the Holy Spirit. He protects you and he takes care of you. That is the best insurance. Let's look on.
Твой жезл и твой посох, они меня успокаивают. Вообще, знаете, что это такое?
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Did anybody wonder
what is rod in the shepherd's hand? It's a long stick with this hook at the top. You know how they would calm the sheep down?
Твой жезл и твой посох успокаивают.
So if you were making noise, they right away he'll bring you back to attention. With that particular rod and the staff. And you're like, whoa, I'm back in the herd. You can whine and complain, but don't go too far. The shepherd will use the staff to bring you back. Basically, with the other words, it's your stick that keeps me in the herd.
Amen. Они меня успокаивают. Конечно. Трись. И ты на полчаса спокойно.
And then you become quiet afterwards.
Ты приготовил передо мной трапезу ввиду врагов моих. Для чего?
For what?
Пораздражать их.
Just to irritate them.
Вы вообще понимаете,
do you understand this or no?
Тоже любит
God loves to do these kinds of things and jokes. He says,
here's for you.
A table is not breakfast, two eggs and a bacon. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a feast here.
It's
beef and whatnot. Remember how the prodigal son, everyone was celebrating. Why?
God loves to joke with
your enemies. They hate you.
And как раз попадают на твою передачу.
And they get onto your program and they're sitting there and they're watching how you're eating.
Вы слышите меня?
Do you hear me, church?
Я хочу, чтобы вы понимали.
I want you to understand.
Но невозможно.
It is impossible.
Подойти к своей трапезе.
To come to
не
your
через
feast.
Свою яму.
If you did not go through your
яма это
pit.
Откровение
pit is a revelation of this age. I want the pit. I love the pit.
Я откровенно молюсь.
In the pit, that's where I pray truthfully. I fast like I've never fasted before. Because from the pit, there's two ways out. Either to God or you're out of there.
Почему Богу нужны эти экстремальные ситуации в твоей моей жизни? Чтобы выдавить из тебя кто-то есть.
Squeeze out of you who you really are. Sometimes God puts us into these extreme situations and such stuff comes out and you're like, God, pretend that's not me. It's amidst my emotions that was done. No, no, no. The truth came out of you. It's just God just pushed the right buttons. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. And then these things started coming out. You've never even heard such speech in between the alcoholics in Russia. What is this?
А ты как раз увидел, кто ты.
And you saw who you are.
Господи, это я, Господи, к сожалению.
Lord, is this me? Oh yes, it is you.
Знаю,
what are you to do? I don't know. Let's continue sitting in this pit.
Пока не выйдет все.
Until all of it
Господи,
gets out.
Господи, я уже 4 года в яме.
Lord, I was for 4 years in this pit. I was 12 years in my pit.
Я на 4 запросто поменялся.
I would exchange your 4 years for my 12.
Я в яме не умирал. Я говорил, я не в яме.
I said, I was saying, I'm not in the pit.
И у меня проблем нет.
I don't have problems.
А яма мне тихо говорила, где я.
And the pit was telling me where I was quietly. Who understands me?
Хоть тресни.
You could just proclaim all you want, and the pit is looking at you, says, "No, no, no, you're in trouble."
Яма это сильнейшее место.
Pit is a very important place.
Смотри. Бог работает там, где хоронят.
God works where,
профессия нашего Бога воскрешать то, что похоронили.
The job of our God
и чем глубже
is
тебя зарыли,
buried,
тем больше чудо будет для тебя воскреснуть. Все могут стоять, церковь свидетельствовать, когда хорошо.
Everybody can be up front
а можешь ли ты стоять и свидетельствовать, когда на твоей руке повисла змея?
When you have a
можешь
snake
ли ты стоять и свидетельствовать, когда тебя побивают камнями?
Can you testify when you're being stoned with rocks? Every rock will tell you who you are. The rock is flying and got you. It will tell you who you are. I thirst so much to find out who I am that I receive everything that comes into my life. And every situation trains and polishes and shows me my problems and my achievements. Just know one thing. If any of you dream about entering into your call and your dream, you will be buried alive, and you cannot run away from it. If you want to run away from this place, you will pass by your whole call, your dream, and you will never, ever enter into what was prepared by God for you and for your life. Amen, church. Give God glory.